Dave Pricer is the chief executive officer of the Minnesota Pork Producers Association. Dave, I'm confused again, and I thought maybe you could explain it to me. In the last few days, I've gotten a couple news releases about a judge's order saying that some hog processing plants had to slow down their chain speed, and that could have a big impact on Minnesota pork producers. What's going on here? I read that it dated back to like the Clinton administration. What's going on?
So you're correct from a standpoint of way back starting with the Clinton administration. So this has gone through a number of different presidential administrations. There was a pilot program that was created in the beginning where processing plants that process pigs could apply to USDA to increase the basically the flow of pigs that would go through the slaughtering facility, so the front part of the slaughter side, not in the cutting and finished product side. And what was done is that the federal government has always had a specific line speed that plants could not go over on a per hour basis. And that was really based on more of a visual assessment of the pigs that were coming through by a USDA inspector. Well, now some of the plants have, in fact, all of them are looking at much more actual testing of product and not relying specifically on visual appraisal of the product. And so that does enable things to move faster. And so there are about a half dozen plants in the U.S. that have gone through this pilot program and have been doing it for some now close to 20 years and done with really good success. Success in a couple of ways. It has enabled the plant to be more efficient, but also the food safety record of those plants is better than the average food safety record of plants, and the worker safety is actually better than in other plants because you have to add people in order to deal with this. You can't just increase line speeds with the same amount of people. So you have to add people. And unfortunately, we had a judge that didn't see it that way. And that's what resulted in the outcome of this court case. And what it will do in the end is if these plants need to slow down, which they've been ordered to do now starting 1st of July, that it'll provide less space for farmers to deliver pigs. And that just results in less competition. It results in more consolidation, neither of which we think are good for farmers.
Well, it's been an issue to have the processing capacity for quite some time, long before the pandemic. So even a little bit decrease in processing capacity could have a big impact.
It does. And so this would have the impact on the country of decreasing capacity about 2.5%. But two of those half dozen plants are plants where a lot of Minnesota pigs actually are harvested. And so that creates more of a pressure point here in Minnesota because we're going to have producers that are going to be scrambling a little bit more for trying to find alternative places for their pigs to go because they're just won't be as many open slots as we have today. Our ask of USDA has been to appeal the decision. We've also asked our senators and representatives to support us in that too, because the data is just extremely clear. Food safety is not being compromised. In fact, it's better. Worker safety is not being compromised. In fact, it's better. And so we just see this as a bad court decision, and it needs to be looked at again.
And so as a process then, we talked to the USDA, and they would have to appeal this judge's decision, or how could that play out?
Yeah, actually only USDA can be the one that can actually appeal a decision. There have been some other folks that have attempted to, but the only one that actually has standing in order to do so within the court is USDA itself. And so USDA would have to be the one that would run the appeal on the decision.
My wife accuses me of always oversimplifying things, Dave, but to me it kind of sounds like we use science and technology advancement to do a better job, but yet some judge decided we can't do that.
Quite honestly, that's about as simple of an explanation and accurate one as there is, Jerry. And the important part is that it's accurate. And, this is one of those things that, and we do hear a lot from politicians on some concern within you know, not the general economy and the agriculture economy, as far as, you know, not having enough competition and not, and we're seeing more consolidations. And this is one where USDA can truly do something about it. They can appeal this decision, and then hopefully we can get cooler heads that can prevail as we look at an appeal.
This judge's order, was there any explanation on his reasoning for this ruling, or isn't that provided?
It would be her ruling, and basic, you know, I did not, you know, attend the court proceedings, and you know, so our understanding though is that she just believed that the line speed should go back to what they were before, and there wasn't a lot more than that, other than, you know, the decision came back in the end of March, and in fact the very last day of March, and then gave everyone basically 90 days to make that transition. The problem is that the pigs that, you know, are going through those plants right now and will be here in July and August and September, they've already been born. I mean, they're in someone's barn. So it's not like you can shut that switch off and slow everything that down on the farm standpoint. And that just creates problems from a farm standpoint. We went through that a year ago. With some of the challenges with COVID, and we don't think that this would be to that extent, but it certainly is concerning, because whenever you do reduce capacity, it certainly changes who has got control from the standpoint of pricing.
Have you gotten any indication what the USDA's thoughts are, being they have, quote, standing about trying to pursue this?
So far, they've publicly said that they are not going to appeal. And that is why we have been speaking with our senators and representatives to have a further discussion with USDA and ask them to reconsider that decision.
I will never forget, Dave, just over a year ago, I was out to the farm going to plant corn, see if it was dry enough, and it was pretty wet, and my neighbor had made a round, and he was sitting on the end, so you know what farmers are going to do. We're going to sit and talk and discuss the situation. He happened to be a pork producer, and he said, Jerry, what do I do? Because his plant had shut down a little over a week ago. To see the pain and the anguish in this pork producer's, you know, the way he felt about what he was going to maybe be forced to have to do, even on a small scale, I don't know why you'd want to put someone in that again.
Well, and again, we don't think it would be to that extent, but nonetheless, it certainly would put probably pressure on hog prices. And that's probably our biggest concern with this, is that, and we probably wouldn't see that until fall as we get larger runs of pigs that come through. You know, right now, you know, raising pigs is profitable, and really for a couple of reasons. Demand has been excellent, both on, you know, on an international basis and domestically, and also just plain our supply is down. And, you know, and part of that is that, you know, some of the issues that came out of COVID, we had people that got out of business. And so that's resulted in some less pigs that are out there, and that's where it is profitable right now. Our message is we don't need a court decision and then lack of action from USDA to have a negative impact on hog prices, and I think that's what we're faced with right now.
It's kind of like Jerry is a corn farmer, that my local area doesn't need corn, but they will take it 100 miles away or 200 miles away, and I could pay the freight to get it there.
That would be one other issue with this, is that, you know, just depending on where you're located, and that's what I mentioned before, you know, it would be proportionally more difficult on farms that are in Minnesota, just because, again, we've got two of those six plants that are two big plants from a standpoint of delivery of Minnesota pigs.
The other tough part is it seems like the industry has to be so efficient that we don't have any slack anywhere. And that's sort of the same thing could happen if, for example, there's a fire or there's a major issue at one plant that goes down. There aren't many others nearby to pick up the slack.
Unfortunately, that's our business world today. And that's not unique to pork production. It's not unique to agriculture. And we're seeing that, you know, in our entire economy, to where it's not many folks want to carry inventory. You know, you want to be as efficient as you can or to be as competitive as you can. And we're seeing that play out in our entire economy.
Dave Price, the Chief Executive Officer of the Minnesota Pork Producers Association.